Russia attacks on Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hours after winning commitments from Western allies for advanced battle tanks, Ukraine is being bombarded with Russian rocket and drone attacks.
Loud explosions were heard in Kyiv as Thursday morning began, air raid sirens sending people rushing to shelters. Ukrainian officials say they shot down more than 15 cruise missiles fired at their capital. Impacts were recorded in several other parts of the country.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Ukraine's military says there are casualties. On Wednesday, President Biden confirmed the U.S. is sending Ukraine 30 M1 Abrams tanks.
The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world. They're also extremely complex to operate and maintain.
It will take months for them to arrive. Germany and Poland also agreeing to provide Ukraine with tanks. Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee say the Director of National Intelligence is stonewalling, refusing to give them any information about the discovery of unsecured classified documents at President Biden's home. Avril Haines said she couldn't because a special counsel is investigating, a position which Intel Committee Chair Senator Mark Warner says will not stand. Some senators threatening to block action on presidential appointments until they get answers. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Congress has a right to know what's in those papers.
If that information concerns Burisma, if it concerns Hunter Biden, if it concerns communist China paying Hunter Biden and the Biden family millions of dollars, then it shifts into a very serious issue of corruption and real potential criminal liability.
Senator Cruz on Fox News Primetime. First light has come early at Cape Canaveral, Florida this morning.
3, 2, 1. Engines full power. And liftoff of Starlink 5-2.
SpaceX launching the Falcon 9 rocket just minutes ago, carrying another 56 Starlink satellites into orbit. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
LA's county sheriff says they still haven't been able to discover the motive for the Saturday shooting at a ballroom that left 11 people dead. They can't find any association between the killer and his victims. The vice president offering her condolences last night.
Vice President Kamala Harris visits Monterey Park to honor the 11 people killed in a mass shooting.
We will always, as a compassionate nation, mourn for the loss and pray for those who survive.
Meeting with victims' families, first responders, and placing a wreath at a memorial. Calling California a leader when it comes to gun safety laws, but urging Congress to act.
To fully support the Second Amendment, but to understand we need reasonable gun safety laws in our country.
19 people have died in mass shootings in Monterey Park, Half Moon Bay, and in Oakland over the past few days. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Abdul Wasi Safi, the Afghan soldier who served with the U.S. military in Afghanistan but wasn't given a U.S. visa after the fall of Kabul, has been released from federal custody. The government has now dropped charges against him for sneaking across the southern border. Also free, Ian Schweitzer. He's been released from prison in Hawaii after serving more than 20 years for the rape and murder of a tourist, which new evidence shows he didn't do. Earth will have a close encounter with a celestial body later today.
A giant space rock the size of a delivery truck is expected to blast by the southern tip of South America on Thursday night. It's estimated to be 28 feet wide and 11 feet long. NASA says the asteroid will come within 2,200 miles of the planet. That's 10 times closer than many communication satellites. The asteroid was first discovered by an amateur astronomer in 2019. Its orbit will be forever altered altered once it zips by the Earth. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.